Today's daf is Yuma Daf Beis. As we start off, a new Masechta, a new world, as we know here in Daf Yomi land. Every Masechta is another world to get involved in, especially now. Maybe one of the biggest breaks that we have, going from a Yerushalmi to a Bavli, going from Shkolim to Yuma, but now we get back to the Talmud Bavli with Masechas Yuma, the first of all the Masechtas related to all of the Yomim Tovim. Why is Yuma first out of all of the Chagim? You would think Rosh Hashanah comes before Yuma, right? Like the Bali Musar asks, shouldn't you have Yom Kippur before Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin, so first you should have Yom Kippur when we all get cleansed and we all get become Torah, and then we should have Yom Hadin, right? Why does it work the other way? Okay, that's the discussion that we have, Yomim Noraim time. But why is Maseches Yuma here? So the most common answer is that Yuma is connected to Shabbos. So you have Shabbos and Erevin. Psachim, why is Psachim there? Because it's the first of the Chagim, the first listed, but they're related to the other Chagim. Yuma is connected to Shabbos, Shabbos Shabboson. It has the highest level Kedusha, and that's why it comes first out of all of the other Masechtas. Says the Maharsha at the beginning of Maseches Yuma here. This Maharsha we have mentioned in the past, but here is its place. Why is Maseches Yuma called Yuma? The day. Call it Kippurim. Call it, a different word, right? More specific. Says the Maharsha, all you have to say is the day. That's all you have to say. What day is it? You know what day it is. Just say Yoma, and we know exactly how to understand that. Says the Maharsha, Maseches Yuma is Yoma al Shem Shi Yom Kippurim, Hu Yom Echad Kadosh Bashana. It's one holy day Bashana. O Mitchilas Matzchelas Balashan Shivas Yamim, and it starts off with Shivas Yamim, as we'll get to, al Shem HaKadusha, because of the Kedusha, Ki Azayin Kadosh B'chol Makom. As we know, the number 7 is Kadosh B'chol Makom, always. The Kedushas Yom HaZeh Begeder HaZayin Ki Kedushas Yom HaShabbos. This Kedusha of Yom Kippur is similar to Yom HaShabbos Kedusha. V'Yom HaKippurim Nikra Shabbos Shabbosom, as we just said, Mashen Ki Shar Yantiv Shlo Nikru Rak Shabbosom. V'Zeu Shenasa Lanu Hashem Yisparach Yantiv Shisha. Hashem gave us 6 days d'oraisa of Yantif. As we know, Rosh Hashanah, 1 day. 2 days of Sukkot, that's 3. 2 days of Pesach, that's 5. 1 day of Shavuos, that's 6 on a d'oraisa level. The 7th day is Yom Kippur. That's the 7th day, so that's also Shivas Yamim as an allusion. Shem Ksas B'dim Yon Yimei Achol. All these other Yamim Tovim are also connected to Chol, the fact that certain Malachos are Mutter, Ochal Nefesh, and others. And then we have one day of Yantif, which is more connected to Shabbos than it is to Chol, and that is Yom Kippur. Ukamosh HaShabbos Dugmas Olam Haba, Keinu Yom HaKippurim. V'yoser Mimenu, Shiyom HaKippurim Ein Balo Achila, Balo Shesia, Dugmas Olam Haba. Right, it's a day that's totally not from this world. V'gu gamu yom echad she'in koach besatan lekatreg. As Hashem will get back to later on in the Masechta, and even later today. Yom Kippur has unique qualities. We've even mentioned in the past the thought of the Levush. The Levush discusses the problem of smichas gula l'tfila. How is it that on Friday night we add in a couple of psukim after Gal Yisrael, after Hashkivenu, and the Gemara doesn't mention it? Hashkivenu, the Gemara says, is okay, because that is Geula Arichta, as the Gemara says at the beginning of Brachas. It's an extension of the Geula. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Brachos that they said Hashkivenu while they were huddled in the houses the night of Makas Bechora. So it was said at the time of Geula. So that's why that's not a violation. You could say that between Gal Yisrael and Shmona Esrei. What about Hashem Sfasai Tiftach? Okay, Tfilah Arichta, the Gemara says. What about all the psukim? That's not in the Gemara. All the psukim that the Minhag of Klai Yisrael also say. So the Torah quotes Vishamru. The Torah says, oh, Vishamru is okay because if Bnei Yisrael would keep 2 Shabbosos Mian Nigalan, they would be redeemed if they would keep Shabbos. So that's also related to Geula, says the Torah. But then on the bottom of the Torah, the Mefarshim, the Prisha, and the Trisha say, what about all the other psukim? What about Vayidaber Moshe on Yantif? So the Trisha, the Prisha say, oh, well, that's also all Yom Tovim are Zeichel Yisias Mitzrayim, so therefore it's also related to Geula. That's why it's allowed. What about Rosh Hashanah? That's not related to Yisias Mitzrayim. So, says the Levush, oh, Bahaya Bayamahu Yitaka B'Shofar Gadol. It makes us think about the ultimate future Geula, and that's why we're allowed to say it. What about Yom Kippur? Punchline. What about Yom Kippur? So it says the Levush, Ein Lecha Geula Yoser Mizeh. There is no greater geula than Yom Kippur. It's geulas hanefesh, and we are connected to God in a sense that we're never connected to Him in any other way throughout the year, and that's why it is allowed, it's also connected to geula. The Rashba writes in the Teshuva that you don't need any of these answers. Rashba says, it's l'tzarech tefila. We say those psukim to remind everybody to say a different Shmona Esrei than we normally say. It's like the gone by banging, Yalla v'yavo. So it's like when we say v'shamru and v'yadabers, that's announcing. So it's tzarech tefila, that's why it's not a hefsek. But either way, that's the Levush's suggestion, how Yom Kippur is so unique. Along the lines of the Marsha, we have the thought of the Grah that has been mentioned in a Parsha Shir a couple of years ago, where the Grah points out that an Emar in Perachav Gimel, this is all by way of introduction, obviously, at the beginning of the Parsha of the Moadim in Emar, we have a double start. We have a start, V'yitav Hashem Moshe Limar, Daber Abnei Yisrael Marta Lehem, Moadei Hashem Eshet Tegru Hasem Egrei Kodesh, Elohim Moadai, here are the Moadim. And then we have Shabbos mentioned. Period. That's it. And then the Torah starts again. Eile Moadei Hashem Egrei Kodesh. As if we did a restart. Right? So, ask the Vilna Gaon, ask the Olam of Farshim. Well, we hear the Moadim, and then we only mention Shabbos. And here are the Moadim, and then we go through all of them. So, is Shabbos a Moed? And why do you have two startings, like a double take? So explains the Vilna Gaon on a deeper level. No, it doesn't mean Shabbos. Because if you look at the Psukim, it says, Vaydabar Hashem Moshe Limar, we have a title. Moadei, Eila Moadei Hashem Mikroi Kodesh. Right, Moadei Hashem Hashem Tegro Samim Mikroi Kodesh, Eila Hei Moadei. These are the Moadim. Sheishas Yamim Teaseh Melacha. That's a reference to the 6 days of Yantif, that we could do Melacha. That's a reference to Rosh Hashanah, 2 days of Pesach, 2 days of Sukkis, Shavuos, right? And did I miss one? Right, all of the 6 days of that we have. Again, 2 days of Pesach. He says the Haim, 2 days of Pesach, 2 days of Sukkis. That's 4. Shavuos is 5, and Rosh Hashanah is 6. Right, those are the 6 days. Sheishas Yamim Teaseh Melacha. Uvayom Hashvi. That's Yom Kippur. Shabbos Shabbason. So on a deeper level, it's giving a title to all that's to follow. These are the Moadim, and they're all alluded to in this way. V'zeo sha'anamr sheshes yamim bitoch ha-moadim anal te'aseh malacha, malecha zochal nefesh av yam ha-shvi, not. And then we go into the details, Eila Moadei Hashem, here are the detail. But either way, this is Yom Kippur as compared to all of the other Moadim. The Klei Yakar also as well. Again, also by way of introduction. The Klei Yakar says at the beginning of Achremos, these psukim we're going to analyze over and over and over again. Every detail of these psukim in Perek Tezayin of Vayikra, the Perek of the Avoda of Yom HaKippurim, it's amazing, amazing Ha'ara. The Ramban already points out a little bit, but you have the whole discussion of Avodas Yom HaKippurim at the beginning of Achremos, and at the end it says, do this once a year on Yom Kippur. The entire section makes no mention of Yom Kippur until the end. Until the end. Why isn't Yom Kippur mentioned all the way until the end? Number one question. Number two question is the language of the pasuk. We'll get back to that first question for the shem in a few minutes. But what does the pasuk say? Val yavo b'chaleis l'kodesh. Can never go in. Val yavo b'chaleis. How do you translate that? You can never go in. So what do you mean you can go in once a year? You read this pasuk, it sounds like you can never go in. Lashon b'chaleis eino meduktak. Ki mashma b'chaleis lo yavo. Aval l'prakim yavo. Right? How do you understand this? So explains the Klei Yakar, really, you're never going in. Because Yom Kippur is Me'al Hazman. Yom Kippur is not in this world. Yom Kippur is above nature, as the Gemara says later on. We're going to have it later on in our Masechta. The Gematria of HaSatan is 364. The Satan has Shlita every day of the year except for one. There's one day of the year that he has no control. Right? Yom Kippur and That is only in the domain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Am Yisrael, we're not in this world on Yom Kippur. Right? And that's why, B'chaleis al HaKodesh. Anytime that is B'chaleis, Remesh shalo yavo klal b'shum yom, shehu b'chlal ha'es, ki im b'yom she'eno b'chlal ha'es, v'hu b'yom mechila u'slicha, she'Yisrael nimshalu l'bo l'malachi ha'shares, b'nei Yisrael are compared to malachim, she'enam noflin tachas ha'es, they're not under time, v'eno b'chlal yamos ha'shana, she'asatana machti mosha bohen. So that's the uniqueness of Yom Kippur. It's not bound by time. It's a special din Shabbos Shabbason. It has more kedusha than any of the other holidays, as is reflected also by the Mishnah in Maseches Megillah, that Yom Kippur has 6 aliyos we paskin. There's even a Tana that says Yom Kippur has 7 aliyos, and Shabbos has 6 aliyos. We don't paskin that way. We paskin Shabbos has 7, and Yom Kippur has 6. But either way, Yom Kippur has more than all the other Yom Tovim. This is the uniqueness of the day of of Yom Kippur, the Sata does not have a Kalach. Okay, this is just a couple of issues related to the Yom Kippur in general. One other final Ha'ara, and that is the Chidah. The Shomit Yenei Balach here quotes the Maharit. The Chidah also mentions it, that the Bali Tosfos on this Masechta, as we know, every Bali Tosfos and every Masechta is usually a different author, or a group of authors, right? Not every, if you ever ask a Stira and a Rambam, that's a problem. Or a Stira and a Rashba, because that's one person. Stira and Tosfos, you always have flexibility. A different Bali Tosfos. So the Shomit Yenei Balach here quotes the Maharit, that Bali Tosfos on this Masechta is really the Maharami Rutenberg, right? The Rebbe of the Rosh. That's the lashon of that's the author of this, and he says v'gam alashon einu kamo b'shar mesechtas. There's differences in lashon between this mesech Bali Tosfos and others. We'll have to do our research and see how Bali Tosfos are. We haven't had Tosfos in a month, right? Since pre-shkalim, since the end of Pesachim. But Be'ez Hashem, we will do our best to figure out Bali Tosfos in this mesechta. Again, there's various mesechtas. Bali Tosfos are different. Mesechas brachas, they have their own unique quality. If you remember a couple of years ago, the Bali Tosfos quote the riff on brachas more than any other mesechta. Right in here, we'll see what the uniqueness of a Bali Tosfos on Mesechas Yuma is. Good. Yuma is made up of 8 prakim. The first 7 prakim are all about Avodas Yom Kippurim. So we get into a foray of Seder Kadshim here. Yuma, the last parak of Yuma, last parak Yom Kippurim, that is about what we call Yom Kippur. We call Yom Kippur, what is Shayach today, that starts all the way at the end of Davayin Gimel, right, the sugyas of Chatzis Shir, that's, we'll start in the end of the Masechta, fasting and then davening and shuva, all of that is the end of the Masechta, but up until then, we have Avodas Yom Kippurim in a very intense way, but a lot of other inyanim come up in Yuma as well. Okay, so let's now start the Masechta of Meseches Yuma, the Masechta of the day. Here we go. Shivas Yamim Kodem Yom Kippurim, 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibeso Lelishkas Parhedrin. We are Mafrish. We take the Kohen Gadol away from his family, from everything else that he's involved in, to the Lishkas Parhedrin. Right, we'll see where that is. We need him to be ready. Can't have him become Tamei. We can't have him be involved in anything that might undermine his status, that we need him for Yom Kippur. Right? He is the representative of all of Klal Yisrael. We have to take all the precautions that we could take. Umaskinen lo kohen achar tachtav. And even though we separate him and we try to make sure that he is going to be, you know, tar, if something happens, we have another kohen gadol on deck. Just in case shema yera bo psul. Maybe something's going to happen. Maybe there's going to be a psul in the kohen gadol. And that's why we have to make sure that we have another one ready in the waiting. Period. Let's just finish the Mishnah, then we'll make some comments. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Isha Achares Maskinin Lo. We also have to have another wife in the waiting. Very unusual halacha. Right? You have to have another wife ready. Why? Shema Tamus Ishto. Maybe his wife's going to die 2 days before Yom Kippur, and the halacha is the Kohen Gadol has to be married in order to perform the Avodah. Shedemar V'chiper Ba'ado V'ad Beiso Beiso Zu Ishto. Right? His wife. And therefore, we need, according to Yehuda, to have another wife in the waiting. Somebody he had gone out with. I mean, we don't know exactly. A girl that just told you to be ready is very strange. He's just going to get married automatically. Either way, you have another wife in the waiting. Amrulo, Imkain, Ein Lo Davar Sof. Right, they're about to say back, what? You have to get another wife? What about 2 wives? Maybe this one's going to die. Maybe another Kohen Gadol. Ein Lo Davar Sof. Halacha is, we have a Mesorah, just one extra Kohen Gadol. That's all you have to worry about. Rav Kook has a Ha'ari. He says, why does a Kohen Gadol be married? Why is that? There's no other position in all of Judaism they have to be married. Even if a judge has to have children, right? So he has some Rachmanis. Doesn't have to be married. So why daka the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? Because the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is defined as bringing kapara, but he has to give. He has to give his whole mahus to Klal Yisrael. He has to do everything on Yom Kippur, as we'll talk about. He's a total giver. Giving starts with a spouse. The first step of giving, to be defined as a giver, as a no-sein, it starts at home. Like chesed starts at home, so giving starts at home, and that's why you have to be married, because that's the ultimate in giving. And that's what defines us also as Valakta V'Drachav, like a Kaddish Baruch Hu is the ultimate meitiv, so we have to be the ultimate meitiv. And the Kohen Gadol has to parallel him on Yom Kippur, and in the first place of giving is with a spouse. Good, that's the hashkafic point on the Mishnah. Now, a couple of halakhic points. Number one, the first Rashi on the Masechta. First Rashi on the Masechta, Baruch Hashem. We're back to Rashi. Baruch Hashem. Rashi, the Rebbe of all of us. It's been a month. It's been difficult. I mean, we love the Tikkun Chatatin, but Rashi is Rashi. Says the first Rashi on the Masechta. 7 days before the Yom Kippur, where Mafresh the Kohen Gadol, Shekol Avodos Yom HaKippurim Ein Akshira Elabo. All the Avodos of Yom Kippur are only kosher with him. Rashi is not exactly showing his hand, but it sounds like he's taking a stand. There's a major machlokas Rishonim, which we're going to talk about, it's going to come up later. And that is, the Kohen Gadol has to do all the unique avodos of Yom Kippur, that's for sure. He has to do the Ketores, and he has to do all the avodos Pnim, and what about the Karban Tumid of Yom Kippur? Does the Kohen Gadol have to do all the avodos of Yom Kippur that don't have to do with Yom Kippur? What about lighting the menorah? What about the, all the other avodos that come up on a normal day of Yom Kippur? Does he have to do all those avodos or not? That is a major machlokas Rishonim, which we will get to. The Ritva is going to say later on, Daf Yud Beis, the name of his grand rabbi, the Ramban says it, that the Kohen Gadol only does the avodos hamiyuchados of the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur. Another Rishonim say no, he's got to do everything. We will, Be'ez Hashem, see this later on in the Masechta. So Rashi sounds like, Kol Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Is he saying only the Avodah of Yom Kippur? Or is Rashi saying, everything is called Avodas Yom HaKippurim today? It's not 100% clear what Rashi is saying. Sounds like all Avodah of Yom Kippur, in Ekshir Elabo. Sounds like it might be including everything, but it's really not 100% clear. But Rashi is saying something there, we're just not exactly sure. Number one. Number two, what are we worried about? Why will we mafresh the Kohen Gadol? We're worried that he might become Tameh. How is he going to become Tameh? What, a dead body might touch him? Maybe, but let's say we have to put him in the Lishkas Parhedrin to make sure that there's not only that. Says Rashi, Maskinin lo, first couple of skinny lines, Umazminin Kohen Acher, Lios Kohen Gadol Tachtav, Im Yera Bo Psul Keri, Oshartu Mahama Akvin Milov Ola Mikdash. We're worried that he might have a psul, might have an emission. He might have carry, so that's why we don't want it to be around his wife. We don't want it to be around other situations that might be mar bezera. That's why we move him. We move him away. Ask the Maritz Chayis right over here. Don't we remember the first one of the Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos? One of the ten Nisim that occurred Yon Yom Kippur Lo Yera Bo Keri L'Tam the Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim. It never happened. Never happened. It's one of the ten Nisim that occurred. Right, the smoke went straight up, and no Isha ever got sick from the smell of meat, and everybody bowed down and bumped into each other. And the Kohen Gadol never saw Keri. So ask the Maritz Chayis right here. So what do we have to be mafreshim for? Ah, what's the answer? We just had it a week and a half ago. Ain so kanal anes. Right, remember the commission of the Gemara and Shkalim. Ain maskir and maisa nisim. Right, we don't rely on it. You're right, okay, fine, it never happened. But we have to do everything we can in order to make sure that it doesn't happen, even though it didn't happen. The Maritz Chayis right here quotes, it's Yerushalmi and Shkalim. So Baruch Hashem, now we're familiar with it. Right, he quotes right here, quotes our Yerushalmi. Umishani Shteti Rutzim Echad, the Kolan Isim, Shazim Mikdash, Hainu. So two answers. That was the second answer. And don't rely on a nace. But the first answer, he quotes that the Yerushalmi right here also. In Sechas Yuma, we're doing Bavli. But the Yerushalmi, again, Sechas Yuma says, ask this question, and the first answer the Yerushalmi gives is, all of those Nisim were only in Mikdash Rishon, not in Mikdash Sheni. We're going to have the Gemara at the end. This parak, by the way, is 20 blot long. The last Amud of this parak, if you look later on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, the last Amud, it lists off the five differences between Mikdash Rishon and Mikdash Sheni. What was missing in the second Beis HaMikdash? And the Zakenim that were still alive from Bayis Rishon, they saw the Bayis Sheni, everybody was celebrating, they were crying. You call this a Beis HaMikdash? We remember what a Beis HaMikdash was. So the Gemara there lists off what was missing. The Aron, the Kapores, the Kruvim, Shechina, Ruach HaKodesh, Urim V'Tumim. We're missing some major elements. So the Maritz Chayis says, that's Yerushalmi right here. First the answer is those Nisim only were in Bayis Rishon. So in Bayis Sheni, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. And the second answer. The second answer, right? I guess they could keep him away from Shratzim in any here and there. They could keep him away from Shratzim. And number two, it says again, Ein Somchin al ha al anes. So again, this is discussed in Maseches Pesachim. We had this back on Samach Dalet also. Whether how did we close there? Right? There's a lashon there, Ninalu Tznano Noalin. Remember that Gemara Pesachim Samach Beis. Either way, this is a discussion of the Maritz Chayis. So Ein Somchin al anes. You rely. Talk about it here. Talk about it right? Last week's parsha also. Last week's parsha is, and this week's parsha. Oh, Yonah Dioma. And that is Leah. Rashi quotes it a little bit. Last week's parsha. That Leah David, she didn't want Rachel to be any less than the maidservants. So she davened and she had a girl named Dina. Right? That's what Rashi quotes. But if you look at Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, he says it a little more graphically. He says that Leah was pregnant with Yosef, actually. And she saw Baruch HaKodesh this, and she said, no, it can't be. So she davened and the Ubaros war switched. First case of fetal, you know, switching, and therefore she was able to switch, so Rachel would have at least two, not be less than any of the other maidservants. The problem, the issue is, you know, the Gemara at the end of Brachas also discusses this in the context of the Mishnah that says once you're pregnant, you can't daven for a boy or a girl. So Gemara says, Leah did it. Ein maskir in ma'ase nisim. Right, same lashon is used. Whether it's not exactly in somchan al anes, but can you even try to get an ace? Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow night we're going to have a daf be'in shir, I hope, Be'ez Hashem, about davening for nisim. Is that really appropriate? Related to this Gemara, related to the Gemara in Shkalim. Either way, Be'ez Hashem, that'll be tomorrow. Okay, let's continue. Says the last ta'ara on the Mishnah, right? But the halacha is, as we know, the Kohen Gadol has to have a wife, and the machlokas is whether you try to have an extra wife. The Mishnah Brura in Tavkuf Bey Aleph, quote, it's not in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's in the Mishnah Brura, the requirements for a Shliach Tzibur on Yom Kippur, on Yomim Noraim. What's the requirements of a Shliach Tzibur? So the Ramah quotes that Kohen Gadol has to be, the best is that he has to be Mrutzel Kohal. That's the greatest. The greatest requirement. V'yidakdu lachzor achar shliach tzibur ha'yoser hagan v'yoser gadol b'torah uv'maisim she'ef shalimso she'ispal slichas yom norayim she'ef ben shloshim shanim. He should be 30 years old. V'gam she'hei nasui. Sorry, I forgot. The Ramah does mention it. He should be married. Why? Mishnah Brura. Dumya to Kohen Gadol. Right there. She'mechinim lo isha acheres. She'tia lo isha l'shamar menachet. Right, he's quoting Rabbi Yehuda. They got another wife that's related, and Anisha, and he's lashing his l'shamar menachet. Upashit if it's dami lo shnayim echad. Then pasha said the Mishnah Brura. If you have two people, one's a ben Torah yirei shemayim, and he doesn't have all the details, and one guy is not a yirei shemayim, and he has all the details, you take the ben Torah and the yirei shemayim. Right, that's those requirements are more defining and important than the other formal requirements. Either way, this has a little bit of Lomaisa elements. Okay, we continue. Tzadon Hasam says the Mishnah in Maseches Para, in the third pack of Maseches Para. So now we go to the other area in Halacha where we have 7 days of separation before a certain event. So we have 7 days before Yom Kippur, and now we have 7 days before the burning of the Parah Aduma. Says the Mishnah. It's not awesome. Shivas Yamim Kodim Srefas HaParah. We know the Avodah of the Parah Aduma, which was done on Harazesim. Right, Harazesim, it was done in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, beginning of Parashas Chukas. It was done by the Sgan Kohen Gadol. Right, Elazar HaKohen, Elazar Aaron's son, did the Avodah. After that, the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah. But at that point, because of the Egel, so that's why the Sgan Kohen Gadol did it. So 7 days before he had, Hayom Mafrish and Kohen, Asorif HaSapara, Mi Beso, we take away, we're Mafrish also, the Kohen, that Sorif the Parah from his house, Lulishka Shalpnei Abira. To an office on top of the Bira. We'll have to see what the Bira is. Tzafona Mizracha, the northeast side. Velishkas Beis HaEven Isenikre. So this was also called the office of the Beis HaEven, the stones. Velama Nikre Shma, Lishkas Beis HaEven. Why was it called that? Shekol Maseha, Bekli Galalim, Bekli Avanim, Bekli Adama. Because every Kli that was used in that room was not Makabel Tumah. Made out of stone, made out of dung, hardened Galalim, Adam, made out of earth. Right, all of these were not Makabel Tumah. We don't want the Kohen Gadol to be anywhere the Kohen involved in the burning to, you know, have any chances not to become Tumah at all. That's why we separate him like we separate the Kohen Gadol here as well. My Taima, why are we so makpid about the Kohen Gadol being extra tahar? We'll read the Rambam Ezra in a few minutes, but first let's read the Gemara. My Taima, Kiva the Tful Yom Kasher Bepara. Well, since a Tful Yom, we learn out based on Psukim. A Tul Yom, somebody who was Tamei, who went to the mikvah, who is now waiting for sunset. Right, that's it. The first Mishnah in Shas talks about a Tful Yom. Right? Since a Tful Yom, the halacha is he could really do the Paradum Avoda. That's our Mesorah. Tful Yom could do the Paradum Avoda. So because of that, Ditznan, as the Mishnah says, in a couple of Mishnahs later in Parah, Mitamin Hayakon Asar Vizapara, we Dafka are Mitame. A, the Pashas of the Mishnah is, we make Tame. Right, we cause Toma, we cause the coin he's about to do it to become Tame, Umat Bilin Oso, and then we are Tovelim, and we make him be a Me'urav Shemesh, Lahotzi Milimishal Stukim, to be Motzi, to show the Stukim that they were wrong. Why? Because the Stukim argue. Shahayu Omrim, the Stukim say, Bin Me'urei Avei Shemesh Haisa. Haisanas is that you need someone who already had Ha'arev Shemesh. You can't do it with someone who is waiting for a Tful Yom. So that Stukim argues. So many times we find in Halacha, right, we had it once already in the previous Masechta, in Shkalim, Lefarsem, we try to publicize when the Stukim are wrong. We try to do things to show them that we believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, we believe in the Mesorah, and therefore you are wrong. So because of that, because we a little bit go to the Tuma side, we have to balance that. We have to go to the other extreme to make sure we don't think that there's any other laxity in terms of the halachas of Tumah and Tahara. Takina l'rabbanan kliya gwalim kliya vanim kliya dama d'lo likbulu tumah ki heichi d'lo lezal zalupa. Period. We try to make sure that they're not mezalzos, even though we go a little bit to this side, we have to go strong to the other side. We find this in various times in halacha, where there's a little kula, so we need a major chumrah. Right, major chumrah. That's, for example, many of the halachas of harchakis, of a husband and wife, during the time that she's a nida. Because there is a heter of yichud, right, because the poskim say the heter of yichud, that's why we have all these halachas of harchakis. Because we have a big kula. Big kula. Husband and wife are allowed to have yichud when she is a nida, but that's why we have a lot of extra chumras the other way that are more machmer than any other. This man with any other woman in the world. There are more chumras between the husband and wife because to balance out that heter of yichud. We also find various times, that we do things out loud, lefarsim that the stukim are wrong. Two other examples. One is in Mishnayos, in Maseches Menachos, where we have a whole big ceremony relating to the Ketziras HaOmer, the most famous machlokes between the Tzukim and the Prushim, and that is the Tzukim hold that Shavuos is always on a Sunday. Mimachres HaShabbos, right? The Sunday, 7 weeks after Pesach started, 7 weeks later, so that's going to be Shavuos. And we, of course, hold that Mimachres HaShabbos in that context means the day after the first day of Pesach, whatever day of the week that comes out on. So the Mishnayos describe a major public event with the Ketziras HaOmer. We celebrate, we ask him three times, cut it now, with this sickle, with this scythe. Right, we do this over and over again. Why again? The Mishnah says they are to be mefarsim, that they are wrong. Right? That's number one. Number two, the other one is not in Mishnayos, but it's in Halacha, that is the Rama writes in Hilchos Shabbos. The Rama writes that if somebody does not have hot food on Shabbos, you have to be choshesh that they're at stuki, that they will not be karis. That's the Ramah. You have to have hot food. That's the mark of a chalent. Right? Some hot food on Shabbos. Why? That's all he says. We have to know the reason. Why? Because if you hold a Savar Wesh Bechobo Shosechim is literally, you can't have fire in your house on Shabbos. So you can't have hot food on Shabbos. The Savar Wesh, they sit at home all day on Shabbos. They don't go out. They take off their scissors and stare at it or eat some oso. And they sit at home. They have cold food. So again, that's why the Ramah is so emphatic in Hilchos Shabbos that we should have something hot in order to counteract the tzedukah. But either way, this was the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Parah, that describes that they were that they separated the Kohen, who was going to be Sorif the Parah, and they were Metamehim, right, the Gemara is elsewhere, and Rishonim discuss which Tumah did they actually do, right, which Tumah, you have to do a Tumah that only, it's Harif Shemesh, right, Tumah space is 7, Tumah space is 7 days. You know, we might not want to take the chances there. So that is why we do that. There is a fascinating ha'ara by Rav Yosef Engel. Yosef Engel, in one of his tshuvas, he discusses a deeper idea why we are metame the kohen asorif es hapara. Not just because that, let me just find it, not just because Rav Yosef Engel, right, this is in Parat Yosef, it's him in base. Why it is that we're metame? Okay, maybe to show off that's stupid, but he has it on a deeper idea. He says, you find sometimes that contrasts really highlight what you're trying to do. And that's what he says is happening here. Tahara is best seen when it's in the backdrop of Tumah. When you're metahir somebody, says that's really, if somebody's just tar, okay, they're tar. They never were tam, and they're like tar. But somebody, it's like makam shabali tshuva om dinein tzadikin gerim yichol lam obo. Similar concept. That if somebody is, if the Torah declares you tahar, that in a sense might be even more tar than somebody who is, oh, he's just never tummy in the first place. So it's full yom after he goes to the mikvah, tarhu. The Torah says tahar. So in a sense, that's even more, not more tahar, but graphically tahar than somebody who was never tummy in the first place. In his lashon, shadavar zeh shetimu oso hu gam ki michlal mailas hatara lefi sharamam kazi. He writes, he quotes the pirush of Mishnah somewhere. Shayoser gadola hamadrega batara mishenitma v'nitar mishalonitma meolam shezesha nitma v'nitar harehi ida alav haTorah shutor v'yemkein mitam zeh timu akohen asarif esapara kedei sheyuchal lehitzaher shebazehu yoser b'baylos atara rak shahaya lahem lahamtin and harif shemesh itar legamrei. Says, that's the kula. They didn't wait totally until the end, but they waited until he was tar here. Anyway, that's the interesting Ha'ar of Yosef Engel, a deeper idea why you might understand that they use somebody who is Mu'urav Shemesh. Okay, oh, just to mention, I was going to say the Rambam. The Rambam describes the whole Avoda. We're not going to go through it all now. The whole Avoda of Paraduma. This is in the beginning of Seder Tara. Sefer Tara of the Rambam starts off with Tumas Mace, the most extreme Tumah, followed by Paraduma. Because that's what's parallel, that's what counts as Paraduma. And then the Rambam gets into the other halachas of Tumat Tara, Tumat Saras, and the rest. The Rambam says, Milas Yiseros, Asu Bataras Paraduma, Varchakas Gedolos Yerchiku, Mitumas Ames, Bechoma Sel, Mibneshi Kshera Betfule Yom, Chashu Shema Yavola Zalzoba. Rambam quotes this halacha, and that's why you have all these avanim. Shivas yamim kodim sreifa zapar mafrishin akohen asari. If you do it for 7 days, if the Rambam says, and this is a Kabbalah mimoshe Rabbeinu, we're about to have a pasuk in the Gemara. The Rambam quotes though davar zeh that you separate it for 7 days, Kabbalah mimoshe Rabbeinu, and he goes through the whole avoda of the kohen hasoreif es hapara. And the Rambam quotes the Mishnah that we had in Parah as well. That there are 10 paradumas in history. There have been 9, and we're waiting for the 10th one. The Rambam says, Teisha paros adumos naasu mishin itstavu b'mitzvah zu achachar v'vayis ha-shniya. Rishona asa Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had 1 paraduma. Shniya asa Ezra. Ezra Sofer had the second. So 1 lasted from Moshe all the way to Bayesheni. Right? All those ashes lasted. Then he had the second one. He didn't need it so much, maybe. Shniya asa Ezra. Sheva mi Ezra ad churban bayis. There was a lot of paradumas needed during Bayis Sheni. That's 7. Vahasiris osa melech hamashiach mehera yigale. The Rambam adds in. That's the source for ending off every Dvar Torah. Meher v'beinu amen. It's in the Rambam. We think it's not rational. It's in the Rambam. Mehera yigale. The Babich Rebbe points this out. Right? Why does the Rambam add those two words into Mishnah Torah, which is a halachic work? Mehera yigale is like meher v'yameinu. What is he doing there? Because it's a knee-jerk reaction. If you mention Mashiach, you have to say mehera yigale. Right? Halavai should come soon. That's the Rambam right here. The 10th Paraduma should come soon. Then here we may. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Maishnot Tzvona Mizracha. So why is it that the room that the Kohen Gadol, that the Kohen, that was Sorif HaSapara, was put into, was on the northeast side, Kiva Dechatas, he sits, the Paraduma is called Dechatas, the Chatas Tuna Tzvona, and the Chatas, as we know, requires to be shechted on the north side of the Mizbeach, Fiksiv Ba El Nochak, and that's why it had to be on the north. Right, so we put it on the north and the east side. It says Nochach Pnei Ol Moed, which is also closer to the east. So it should be Hecker. Everybody should realize what he's there for. It should be a Hecker. That's why he's on the northeast side. Rashi says he's Lizarez Atzmo. Right, Liozarez B'Maaseha. Meaning he should be focused himself, not just for others, but for himself as well. That's why the Kohen, as far as the part is put there. Tosfos here, in Dibur Maaseh Maestro, describes, why don't we just put the Kohen Gadol with him too? Why do you have to have 2 separate rooms? Right, that room will be for the Kohen Gadol and for the Kohen as far as the part. Tosfos in one day it says, well, then it won't be a hecker. You won't know who it's for. Unless you know if it's the week before Yom Kippur. Oh, is this getting ready for Yom Kippur or do we need another Paraduma? So Tosfos says two days. That's one of the days why we have that. Why they have separate rooms? Continuing my bira. What does it mean bira? Back that we had before. It's al pnei habira. Amar Rabbi Chanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Makam haya b'har abayis. Ubi Rishmo. Rabbi Yochanan says it was on har abayis. Rish Lakish Amar kala mikdash kulo kari bira. No, it could be even more outside. Right, because the whole base of English is called Bira. Shneimar HaBira Asher HaChinosi. The Bira that I prepared. What does that mean? Rashi, Asher Zimanti LaMakom. The Bira that I prepared, Goren Aravna or Arvana Livnosaba. The Goren that was bought by David HaMelech, that was built by Shlomo HaMelech, right, that they bought it from Aravna. But David, that's what David said. David said, I prepared it. Did David prepare it? David bought it. But David gets some credit? What did we say this morning? Mizmar Shir Chanukas Abayis L'David. David? Shlomo Melech built it. What do you mean David? Says the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Chav Dalet, David was Mekadish the Ritzpah. David sanctified the floor. He sanctified it, and then Shlomo Melech built it. But he already put the Kedusha into the Kishkis of the Beis HaMikdash, and then Shlomo Melech then built it. Period. Minani Mili. So what's the source? How do we know? How do we know what? Rashi says, how do we know Prisha for Yom Kippur and Paraduma? How do we know this halacha of 7 days? So again, like I said before, the Rambam quotes, it's from Moshe Rabbeinu. So he has that Mesorah. But here, the Gemara quotes Pesukim. So we're going to have a machlokas. Today we're going to have Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's source. Amar Kra, the source is from the Miluim. From the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim. We know the 7 days that the Kohanim were stuck in the Mishkan. They had to be in the Mishkan practicing the Avoda. And only after that, Vayhi Bayom HaShmini, beginning of Parsha Shmini. So that's going to be the source for Yom Kippur and Paraduma. Kasher Asa Bayom HaZeh, just like you do this day on Yom HaShmini, Tziva Hashem La'asos L'chaper Aleichem. Hashem commands you to do to kapara. La'asos elumase para. La'asos is an allusion to paraduma. La'chaper elumase yom kippurim. And la'chaper is an allusion to Yom Kippur. So bishlamo kule kra bipara lo mitukam la'chaper ksiv. I understand why the whole pasuk can't be referring to paraduma because it says the word la'chaper. Upara la bas kaparahi. And para is not bas kapara. Explain the achronim. In general, yes, egel hazahav paraduma, but maybe that was the original one. But forevermore, says the Maharetz Chayis here, it's not specifically connected to Egel. It's paraduma. It's a mitzvah. Right? And even if you want to say it is connected, that's a general sin of the, on the national level. It's not connected to any specific sin. So either way, lechaper is not paraduma. So I understand why the whole pasuk can't be referring to paraduma. Ela eima kule krabi yom kippur ksiv. But maybe the whole pasuk is referring to Yom Kippur. How do you know paraduma should be included here too? So Amri, yalef tziva tziva. Xaver Shava, Ksiv Hachal, Tziva Hashem Lasos, it says here by Miluim, the Lashon of Tziva, the Ksiv Hasam, Zos Chukas HaTorah, Asher Tziva Hashem Lemar, beginning of Chukas, Lashon Tziva is used. So you know there's Xaver Shava at least also from Miluim to Paraduma. Mala Halon Para, Afkan, Afkan Para, right? Just like over there Para, so too over here Para. Makan Prisha, Lahalon Prisha, so that's the source for Prisha. I'm sorry, I forgot the Revel Yashiv in the Haris to Mesechus Yuma, we have another Baruch Hashem, I say Revel Yashiv on Yuma, so he's the one that says maybe you're Machalik between the Paraduma, the first Paraduma and all the other Paradumas. After all, the Skan Koegola did the first one, and he did not have to do the other ones, and the Kapara element might only have been by the first one, not by the other ones. That's what he said. Says the Gemara, Ve'ema Tziva Tziva Yom Kippurim, maybe it's Xerah Shavat Yom Kippur. Tichziva Yas Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Right, like he says at the end of the section of the Avota. As we mentioned many times, Gzeirah Shavah, the Mesorah given was, you can't dash an Gzeirah Shavah on your own. Right? You need a Rebbe for Gzeirah Shavah, the Gemara says. But not every detail of every Gzeirah Shavah was given. The words were passed on from Rebbe to Talmud. But the Talmud sometimes did have flexibility, which Parsha in the Torah would you connect this to? So like here, it says the word Siva by Miluim. Do we compare it to Yom Kippur? Do we compare it to Paraduma? It's not just a word game. But it's a question of, is there a content connection more to one than the other? That's what's behind these lines. So that's what he's saying. Maybe it should be just to Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, no. Yom Kippur, you know from the word Lechaper. But Siva, you said to me, Luim, why? Don in Siva Dilafnei Asiya, meet Siva Dilafnei Asiya. In the Pasuk, the word Siva comes before the verb for Asiya, and Tziva before the word Asiya. That appears by Paraduma and by Miluim. They done it. Tziva d'lachar Asiya, mitziva d'lafnei Asiya, and you don't compare it to Yom Kippur, where it's the opposite order. The Eima Tziva de Karbanos. Now the Gemara says, okay, I have another idea. Maybe Tziva, there's a Tziva by Karbanos in general. Maybe you should say that all Kohanim, before they do the Avoda, should have to separate for 7 days. Dechziv, Yom Savoso has been at Yisrael. Maybe that's the source that you compare it to Miluim. We have a 7 day separation. So Donin, Tziva Mitziva, Vein Donin, Tziva Tzavoso Mitziva. No, Tziva Tziva. You have to use the same word. It's better to use the same word than to use a different word of Tzavoso. I am my Nafkamina. What do you mean? You never have to have be so exact by Xer Shavas. We find elsewhere, even if it's not the same word at all. But it's not the Tana, the Verabi Shmoel. This comes up a lot. You see on the side, about 10 other places in Shas. Vishava Kohen Uba Kohen. The Kohen goes in, the Kohen goes out by Mitzora. Zui Shiva, Zui Bia. He goes in, he goes out, we compare. So, and we have a Xer Shava of going in and going out, even if it's a different word. So, Tzavoso Tziva, what's the big deal? So the Gemara says, no. Hani Milehecha Delaka de Damile. That's if you don't have a choice, if you don't have a word that's closer to be exact. But if you have an exact word, so it's definitely better to use the same exact word for a Xerish Shava. There's more to say, but let's just continue first. So now we have, that's how you know, you learn, again, the Pasuk by Miluim, you compare that to Yom Kippur, and you compare, and you learn that to Paradum as well. So 1 second. L'chaper elamasi yom kippurim ve'ema kapar de karbanos. Same kind of question. L'chaper is reference to Yom Kippur, or karbanos are machaper. So why do you compare Dafka to Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says, Mi adinan he koin misrami to boy la prisha. Well, how do you know which Kohen is going to do the avoda on any specific day that you would tell him a week before that they'd have to do prisha? So there's a practical problem with learning it to the other karbanos. So the Gemara says, Amri alama lo, right? What's the problem? Ni boy le prisha to kule mishmeres base av. What do you mean? Every base av. We know the Kohanim were split up into 24 groups, Mishmaros, every Mishmar into 6 Bati Avos. So the week before every base Av was going to work, start separating the whole base Av. So the Gemara said, no. Don in Davar Shekavu Alozman, Mi Davar Shekavu Alozman, better to learn Miluim, which is a set time, and Yom Kippur, Lafuki Karbanos, to call Yom Isnu. Karbanos are every day. So that's why it's not as comparable of a case. V'yema Regalim. Aye, what about the karbanos on the regel? Those are also mechaper, and that's a specific time. Don in davar shenoy pamachas pashana midavar hanoy pamachas pashana. You compare items. Miluim were once, and Yom Kippur is once. The regalim are more than once. Lafuki regalim dala pamachas pashana ninu. Period. Aye, be ema regalachas. Maybe any specific yantif, right? Not all. It's amazing, right? What's you could have lumdis. What was the havamina before? Maybe we thought that all the regalim are like one theme. The Shalosh Regalim are one theme. Now we're saying, no, maybe every specific regal has its own theme. And that's what we could compare it to. Ve'me regal acher. V'chite maloya dinin heminayu. And if you want to say, well, which one? So, Ichaga matzos hol b'pazak bo'akaz etchila. Well, Pesach is the first one the Torah talks about. Ichaga sukkis hol meruba mitzvaso. Sukkis has many mitzvahs. What do you mean many mitzvahs? Rashi. Sukkah, lulav, arava, nisachamayim. Arava here obviously means from Hoshana Rabba, not Arava. That's included in Lulav. So, all different mitzvahs. How many mitzvahs is that counted as? So, not for now, right? Dal and Minim is only counted as one mitzvah. Sukkah is another mitzvah. Nisa Chamayim, what's the source? Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But either way, there's a lot of mitzvahs. That makes Sukkah special. So again, maybe it's compared to one yantif. So Ella, no, done in Prishas, Shiva liyom echad, mi Prishas, Shiva liyom echad, they done in Prishas, Shiva l'shiva, mi Prishas, Shiva liyom echad. No, it's more comparable to parallel 7 days of separation for one special day. Like the Miluim. But Yom HaShmini was that special day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We compare that to Yom Kippur, which is one special day. Sukkot and Pesach, those are all 7 special days. So it's not as comparable. Yom HaShmini. Maybe it's comparing to a prayer for Shmini Atzeres. Maybe that's what you should compare it to. Deprisha Shiva Liyom Echad Hu. So the Gemara says, Don in Dover Shein Kedusha Lafanav. Mi Dover Shein Kedusha Lafanav. Vein Don in Dover Shein Kedusha Lafanav. Mi Dover Shein Kedusha Lafanav. No, it's more parallel to compare it to a day that has no holy days before it. Shmini Atzeres has a whole week of Sukkot before it. So again, it's not comparable to Yom Kippur, which has special days, Atzeres Yimei Tshuva, but it's not days of of Kedusha. One more line. V'lav kal v'chomer. What do you mean? Isn't it a kal v'chomer? Hash to davar shein Kedusha lefana boi prisha. If a day, like Yom Kippur, does not have days of Kedusha beforehand, boi prisha, it still needs prisha. Davar sheish Kedusha lefana boi koshigin. Shemini Atzeres is so holy. It has 7 days beforehand, so surely you should need prisha for such a special, unique day. So Amar Misharshia lo hazeksiv kazeh. It says this day, hazeh, kiperiget hazeh, kazeh, it says that kasher asa bayom hazeh, so it's kazeh, like this day, it has to be very exactly parallel to this day. Rashi says, lo hitzrach prisha elo ludugma so, so you compare it to Yom Kippur, you don't compare it to Shmini Atzeres. Period. We'll have to talk more about Shmini Atzeres in the coming days. What about Shavuos? So it's May, the Gemara doesn't suggest it yet, right? The Gemara is going to suggest it later on. We're going to get to it on tomorrow's daf. But that is the suggestion of Shmini Atzeres. Just maybe want to end with one final ha'ara, and that is 2 hours. That is Reb Menachem Zemba, one of the greats of that was killed in the World War II. He has the chakira whether the 7 days that we have to have separation before Yom Kippur, is that a din in Kedushas Makom or Kedushas Avodas Yom HaKippurim? Meaning, why do you need the 7 days? Because he's going into such a holy spot? He's going into the Kodesh Kedoshim? Or he's doing the Avoda? L'may Nafkamina? What's the difference? Right? L'may, you always, like they say, that you need a Nafkamina in order to know that a Chakira is a true Chakira. Right? So what's L'may Nafkamina? Many Svarim quote the Vilna Gaon. The Gra is quoted by the Meshech Chachma in the beginning of Achremos. It's quoted by the Rishash right here, right on our daf. The Gra says that if you look closely in the Psukim, as we mentioned before, Yom Kippur is not mentioned until the end of Perek Tezayin in Achremos. You have the whole Avoda, it says, B'zos Yavo Aaron al HaKodesh, and all at the end, the Kohen Gadol should do this Pamachas Pashana. Suggests the Gra that Aaron HaKohen could do this Avoda any day of the year. Only the Kohanim Gedolim after Aaron HaKohen can only do it once a year on Yom Kippur. That's why it doesn't specify Yom Kippur for Aaron. Bezos Yavo Aaron al HaKodesh. Why? Explains the Meshech Chachma, the Anane HaKavod that were down, the Hashras HaShechita that were there, it was like Yom Kippur every day in the Midbar. And that's why Aaron HaKohen would have been able to do the Avodah, as long as he did the Avodah. Bezos Yavo Aaron al HaKodesh. If Aaron HaKohen does the Torah and the whole Avodah, he can do that. The rest of the history, the Kohen Gadol, has a chiv to do this on Yom Kippur, and he has to do it on Yom Kippur. He can't do it any other day. But Aaron HaKohen can do it any day he wants. So here you have a nafkamina. Did Aaron HaKohen have to do this when he went in? Right? Bezos, right, the Chakira, is it a din of in Kodesh Kadashim? It is a din of Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Why does he need the Prisha? So it's not Avodas Yom HaKippurim on any other days of the year, but he will still need it for Kedushas Makom. He's going into the Kodesh Kedoshim. So that's a nafkamina that they quote to that idea, but again, it's an important gra. That gra is going to come up again later in this Pesachta as well, but that's an important gra to keep in mind. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we had a Haschala in Meseches Yoma, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue. Again, this first parak is a big parak, 20 blot parak, and then Be'ez Hashem, we will continue with all the halachas of Avodas Yom HaKippurim coming up.